April 19, 2023, a solar eclipse occurs in the Eastern Hemisphere, during the overnight hours in the Americas. Venus passes Aldebaran, Taurus' brightest star, after nightfall. 2017, Great American Solar Eclipse, the corona is visible. By Jeffrey L. Hunt. Chicago, Illinois, sunrise, 6:05 a.m. CDT, sunset, 7:36 p.m. CDT. Check local sources for sunrise and sunset times for your location. Times are calculated by the U.S. Naval Observatory's MICA computer program. The moon is new this evening at 11:12 p.m. CDT, beginning lunation 1241, the number of lunar cycles since the counting system began in 1923. Photo caption, Annular Eclipse 2012. At this hour, April 20th for the affected sky watchers, a hybrid eclipse, part total and part annular, occurs from the southern Indian Ocean, across western Australia and Indonesia, and ending southeast of the Marshall Islands. For large swaths of the eastern hemisphere, a partial eclipse is visible, that includes Australia, and parts of New Zealand, Southeast Asia, and eastern China. The hybrid nature occurs when the moon is too far away from Earth for the lunar orb to completely obscure the sun, leaving a ring of sunlight, while for other parts of the eclipse path the moon matches the sun's size, revealing the sun's corona. A total eclipse occurs there. For our readers and podcast listeners in this region, see details about the eclipse at eclipsewise.com. Here is today's planet forecast. Morning sky. Chart caption, 2023, April 19th, Saturn is low in the east-southeast before daybreak. Saturn is the lone bright planet in the morning sky. Find it nearly 15 degrees above the east-southeast horizon at 45 minutes before daybreak. The planet rises about 2 minutes earlier each morning. Jupiter becomes visible before sunrise next month. After solar conjunction, the Jovian giant is slowly climbing from bright sunlight. Evening sky. Chart caption, 2023, April 19th, Venus and Mercury are in the western sky after nightfall. Brilliant Venus dominates the evening western sky. At 45 minutes after sundown, the evening star is nearly 30 degrees up in the sky. It is that bright star in the western sky. Chart caption, 2023, April 1 to April 22, Venus moves from Aries into Taurus, passing the Pleiades and the Hyades. The planet is stepping eastward in Taurus. This evening it is over 10 degrees to the upper left of the Pleiades star cluster and 7.4 degrees to the upper left of Aldebaran, Taurus' brightest star. This is the evening of the Venus-Aldebaran conjunction. Their next conjunction, June 1, 2024, occurs when sunlight blocks the view. The next easily visible conjunction is July 13, 2025, before sunrise, when the gap from Venus to Aldebaran is 3.2 degrees. Chart caption, 2023, April 19, through a binocular, Venus appears near outliers of the Hyades star cluster. Through a binocular, Venus is moving through a rich star field that includes outliers of the Hyades star cluster. Aldebaran and the stellar bundle seem to make a letter V that outlines the bull's head. Many of the stars that are on the celestial backdrop do not have formal names, but many are catalogued with Greek letters. Epsilon Tauri, Epsilon Tau on the chart, is at the top of the V, opposite Aldebaran. Kappa Tauri, Kappa Tau, and Upsilon Tauri, Upsilon Tau, are about 2 degrees below the evening star. Tau Tauri, Tau Tau, is the next stellar milepost that Venus passes. Mercury is quickly fading from view, appearing dimmer and lower in the sky each evening. A week ago, the planet was among the brightest star-like bodies in the evening sky, but it dims as it begins to overtake our planet on an orbital path closer to the Sun than Earth. This evening it is less than 8 degrees above the west-northwest horizon and nearly 25 degrees to the lower right of Venus. In two nights, the planet begins to retrograde, move west compared to the sidereal background. The planet is not visible to unassisted human eyes. Use a binocular and this may be the last evening to locate it. Chart caption, 2023, April 19th, Mars is high in the western sky during the evening. The third bright planet in this evening's sky is Mars. It is over 30 degrees to the upper left of Venus, 2.8 degrees to the upper left of Mebsutta, and over 11 degrees to the lower left of Castor. The red planet is marching eastward against Gemini. It is visible 45 minutes after sunset, but look for it later, when twilight ends and the constellation's fainter stars are visible. The twins resemble two stick figures. Mars is generally moving toward Pollux, passing it on May 8. Watch Venus continue to cut the gap to Mars.